Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to associate my delegation with the Non Aligned Movement statement on this cluster. The Islamic Republic of Iran, as a steadfast supporter of the nuclear disarmament objective, is firmly committed to the nuclear non-proliferation objective. From our perspective, the objective of non-proliferation of nuclear weapons drives its legitimacy from the larger objective of nuclear disarmament. As clarified in the final document of the 2000 Review Conference, the overwhelming majority of states entered into legally binding commitments not to receive, manufacture, or otherwise acquire nuclear weapons in the context, inter alia, of the corresponding legally binding commitments by the nuclear weapon state to nuclear disarmament. We believe that the best way to prevent the proliferation of nuclear weapons in all its aspects is the full and effective implementation of the terms of Article 1, 2, 3, and 6 of the treaty and universal adherence to the treaty. It's a matter of satisfaction that with the full compliance by the non-nuclear weapon state with their non-proliferation and safeguard commitments under Article 2 and 3 of the treaty, the objective of preventing further nuclear weapon proliferation has been achieved. However, this achievement has not led to making parallel progress toward the attainment of nuclear disarmament objective because of the non-compliance by certain nuclear weapon states with their unequivocal nuclear disarmament commitments. We share the concern that the continuation of this obvious imbalance in the implementation of the non-proliferation nuclear disarmament undertakings presents a serious threat to the credibility and legitimacy of the treaty. As long as the nuclear weapons exist, the risk of their proliferation both vertically and horizontally will persist. This is the lesson learned of the history of non-proliferation, which began with the development, testing, and use of nuclear weapons by the United States during World War II, and the prompted a chain reaction of proliferation of such weapons. The most effective guarantee against the proliferation of nuclear weapons is the total elimination of such weapons and maintenance of a world free of nuclear weapons, backed by a strong verification and monitoring system, which makes the acquisition of nuclear weapons impossible for any state. Under the term of Article 1 of the treaty, the nuclear weapon states are committed not to transfer to any recipient whatsoever nuclear weapons or control over such weapons, and not in any way to assist any non-nuclear weapon state to control over such weapons. Accordingly, they should refrain from nuclear weapon sharing under any kind of security arrangements among themselves with non-nuclear weapon state party and those not parties to the treaty. Nuclear weapon sharing of any kind is a clear violation of the explicit obligation under Article 1 and 2 of the treaty. By transferring hundreds of nuclear weapons to certain NATO non-nuclear weapon states, the United States for a long time has been in non-compliance with this obligation under Article 1 of the treaty. We call on the U.S. to move promptly to full compliance with its treaty obligations on non-proliferation by terminating nuclear weapon sharing arrangements and withdrawing all its tactical nuclear weapons that are stationed in the territory of certain NATO non-nuclear weapon states. Furthermore, we urge the NATO non-nuclear weapon state to renounce their participation in the NATO nuclear sharing arrangements because such arrangement runs contrary to the letter and spirit of the NPT, an objective of nuclear disarmament. Universal adherence to the treaty is essential in preventing the proliferation of nuclear weapons. The universality of the treaty is of utmost importance in a region such as the Middle East, where the nuclear weapon program of the Israeli regime remains a source of nuclear weapon proliferation in the region and presents the most serious threat to the security and stability in the region. The nuclear non-proliferation norm should be applied globally and without exception. Israeli nuclear weapon program is the result of the application of double standard by certain nuclear weapon states, in particular the U.S., and their failing to abide by the non-proliferation norm that are legally committed to comply with. They oppose the acquisition and development of nuclear weapons by some states, but ignore the nuclear weapons program of their allies that are outside the NPT and even have nuclear cooperation with them. The 2020 Review Conference should call on all state parties for the total and complete prohibition of nuclear cooperation with and the transfer of all nuclear facilities, resources, or devices to Israeli regime. The implementation of Comprehensive Safeguard Agreement pursuant to Article 3 of the treaty provides assurance of compliance by non-nuclear weapon state with their non-proliferation and safeguard undertakings. Notwithstanding such assurances, various restrictive measures and initiatives continue to be applied to limit the inalienable right to peaceful nuclear development and participation in the peaceful nuclear cooperation. Such constraints are inconsistent with the treaty as they jeopardize the full exercise of the inalienable right of a state party to apply and develop their program for the peaceful uses of nuclear energy and therefore must be eliminated. Before concluding, I would like to refer to the EU statement where it mentioned the issue of missile in the context of the JCPOA. It is an irrelevant issue and has never been a part of the JCPOA. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.